We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bill Belichick yesterday talked to the media, said a lot of complimentary things about you as a person and as a quarterback and the significance of this game in particular.
I'm really excited about it. You know, I've seen this one on the calendar for a while. A lot of emotions going on with this one. It's crazy how life can change in 3 years.
This is the biggest regular season game that I could think of ever right now for the Patriots in the last 10 years. You even go back farther than that.
You get bad quarterback play. And Jimmy G lights you up. Bill could sit there after the game and say, oh, my team, but I was right about Jimmy.
It's an exciting week. Get to go back to where it all started for my NFL career.
I don't even know what it would be like to be in that building at 2-4. This is a big week for the Pats.
Cam Newton has 2 weeks to show that he can be a lot better than he was this past week, or he gone.
Cam damn Newton. That's my pick. He's going to bounce back off the 2-interception game against the Denver Broncos.
This is a find-a-way game for Bill Belichick. And if you can't find a way in this game against this team at this stage of the season, maybe you are done.
This is a big one. Welcome back to Pivotal Patriots Friday. You got to win this game on Sunday. Everybody's saying it, right?
PPF.
Got to win. So let's go around
PPEs,
the table.
But no money.
Let's go around the table. I'm going to start with a little bit of optimism. I'll go to Fourier first.
So you already know my answer. Yeah, the Pats
prediction for the game.
We're going to win this game. And it has nothing to do with them being due. It has more to do with straight facts. They're getting their offensive linemen back, which automatically makes them better. None of this in and out. None of this rotating five different guys at two to three different positions each. That was insane what they had to do last week. The fact that Cam Newton has a So they did Zoom calls on Wednesday, full practice on Thursday, full practice today, walkthrough on Saturday, and then you're going to play the game. That alone is going to make them so much better. So that terrible performance, all those incomplete passes, you're only going to see half of that. He's still not going to be great, but he's going to be good enough to get the job done. And I do think I'm adding in the variable of embarrassment. I think they were unbelievably in football. We're talking from beginning to end. Everybody rallying, lots of energy, lots of good decisions by Bill this week. That's the other aspect of this. I mean, do we really think that Bill's going to have two games back-to-back where he makes, terrible calls, bad judgment calls? I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, you lose this game. And reality kind of sets in. It's reality Sunday. Like 23-17. Because I think they'll be better. I just don't know if it's going to be good enough. Like I look at this team and just say, God, they got to be so easy to defend. You know, and I think there's enough film right now for them to say, if you stop the run, and Cam is the most explosive player on your offense, like the 30-yard run, the 20-yard run, and if your Bill Belichick and you're defending this team, and he's not the only one in the league that tries to take away your best weapon, it's Cam's legs. So if you force this team to throw it, I just don't think they have enough. You know, I don't. And I know that this team isn't right. I think Mostert being out really hurts them.
It does.
A lot, and being able to run the ball. But I just don't think they have enough. And I think it's going to be kind of, no more excuses. Now what do we say? And I think it's just a little reality check here Sunday.
All right, so Lou's got San Francisco 23-17. Christian's got New England 23-17. And I will take New England 24-21. I think the biggest problem they had last week was dealing with the offensive line and moving people around. And Isaiah Wynn, who has been good so far this season, was horrible last week. because he was out of position. So they're going to be healthier in the offensive line. Now, not only is Raheem Mostert out of this game, but their two starting safeties are out of this game. Jimmy Ward and Tart. They also have lost the starting linebacker, Quan Alexander, and two questionable players, Trent Williams and Jeff Wilson. Wilson's a backup running back, and Williams, obviously, a starter in the line. So they're hurting right now. We already know that their defense, especially their front seven, has already been beat up with injuries. This is a team that has had a lot of backup players playing last week, and they're going to have more playing this week in the game.
I think they're going to be offensively, I think they're going to be able to do whatever they want. Now, I mean, within their offense? Yes. When I say whatever they want, I would say if you take all the games that Cam Newton played in, I think the easiest game plan, the best game plan they had was the very first game of the season against Miami.
Okay.
Sprinkle in the run. Cam Newton dominant now because we're not going to take any chances. We're not going to throw unless we have to. And we damn sure don't want to be in 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. That is not an asset of ours. We're not good at that. What we need to do is be real careful with our game plan. And if we need to run Cam, we're going to run him.
They're going to run
because your strongest asset is the best weapon against their weakest asset, which is their run defense. So you could easily throw out that same game plan. Let's keep it simple. Let's just practice on all the stuff that we do well. And I'm not going to add in any new wrinkles. I may add a play in for Asiasi. I may focus on N'Keal Harry, but it's going to be something easy where the margin for error is very small, where he can't screw it up. And I'm going to remove the element of decision-making between two guys who are not on the same page. And that would be N'Keal Harry, and that would be Cam Newton. Forget it. Just give him a shovel pass. Just give him a quick hitch. Nothing adjusts. Just get the ball in his hands. That, to me, is their best chance to win. Otherwise, I think you're running into a lot of mistakes, a lot of errors, just a lot of problems, unforeseen problems by your own hand.
Remove that ability
from the equation. Yeah.
So if they do that and they make all those mistakes on their own in this game, then I think you're right, Lou. It's reality Sunday. Yeah. It's going to set in. You're going to sit there and say, they're just not that good.
Right.
You know, they just can't match up. I do think this is a game in which the defense for San Francisco is pretty good. Their offense is not real good. And you know what Jimmy G is. He runs dink and dunk. They go down the field slowly. To me, with the safeties out, you should be able to exploit this defense somewhat.
Hell,
you
should. Julian Edelman may have another career day.
Yeah.
I mean, safeties are out. So by throwing? Is that what we're talking about? Because the safeties are out?
Wait, hold on. So their issue with Seattle
was... running, hard-hitting, strong safety?
Hold on. The safeties, both safeties, remember what happened with Seattle. And the reason they were able to throw behind and throw it deep and get those big chunk plays is because both their safeties was out. One got hurt and the other one got kicked out of the game. And then you had no pressure. You couldn't generate any pressure.
All right, so no safeties. You guys are expecting a big day from, Edelman, Bird and Harry.
Though. I'm just saying that.
No, wait, hold on. We were going to mention the safeties are out, and this is what same thing with Seattle. We're expecting big days from these guys.
They should be able to throw the football in this situation.
And the other thing that is removed from the equation is a pass rusher from the defense. They don't have Nick Bosa. They don't have Solomon. You add those two guys, I'd say you're probably in a heap of trouble. But that first five, those linemen can handle their five, their six. Those blitzes that you saw,
So many injuries to San Francisco's team that you got a chance to win.
Yeah, but it's always a factor.
I would say that
you're
stronger. You're healthier.
I know.
Not only are you healthier, now if you flip it, you go, okay, what's going on the offensive side of the football for San Francisco? Well, you lose your back. All right. You still got Kittle. Fine. You got Samuel, although it seems like he's a little banged up. He may be slower. And, of course, nobody knows Jimmy Garoppolo like Bill Belichick. Nobody knows how he ticks.
Nobody knows the system like Brian Hoyer.
Oh, Jesus. No, yeah, I think that they have the edge. If we're going to do the whole edge thing, yeah, I do. I feel comfortable about this game of them winning. I do.
Okay, so the question comes down to this game is Cam Newton, who has been pretty bad in the last two games he's played, does he suddenly play a big game? And I got to tell you, if you're looking at media picks across the country, 69% of the media picks have the Patriots to win according to the NFL Pick Watch. And I go through every one of them here. Every one of them is bringing up Cam Newton. Cam Newton leads a game-winning drive late. Cam Newton has a big game, a big comeback game. They bounce back in this one because Cam Newton plays well, one right after another. And then we have this one from Keyshawn Johnson.
Cam damn Newton. That's my pick. I mean, he's going to bounce back off the two-interception game against the Denver Broncos, your Denver Broncos,
yes.
Z. And I think Jimmy G will play well. I think Jimmy G will do what he does. He won't have the performance that he had last week. If anybody knows Jimmy G in the National Football League, who do you think it is?
Bill Belichick?
Exactly.
Okay, so the one thing that stood out to me, and I feel like this is a theme going forward, and I don't understand why people are using this because of Cam damn Newton.
Cam damn Newton.
Like, he's not Tom damn Brady. Like, okay, if Brady was there, I would say, okay, fine. But I'll say this to my good friend Keyshawn Johnson. When you say Cam damn Newton, I say...
Based on what?
Based on what? What type of evidence do you have, Keyshawn Johnson? Give me some examples of Cam damn Newton, you know, being heroic and winning the game. Or like, a recent example. Like something that's tangible that I can say, okay, I see it there. I don't believe that Cam damn
Miami
Newton
game, the Miami
ever...
game, the first game of the year, Miami
okay,
game,
so come from behind win.
Yeah, Miami game.
He
lost his previous eight games with Carolina,
and a lot of those predictions too is just, you know, if it's not Cam Newton, what else do you hear? You see a Bill
Belichick.
It's
the history of Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. They lost two straight. They're in Foxborough. They don't lose three straight. Bill Belichick, and it's just, we got to stop with the whole, you know, 20 years. Most of these people that are in the media right now talking like that their whole life in sports has been the Patriots for 20 years. And it's hard to break, but it's so hard to look at this team differently than you have the last 20 years. But you have to. Getting back to Cam Newton, I'm with you. Like, Cam Newton, like, since when did Cam Newton become such a winning quarterback that you never bet against him? You know, he won the MVP. They went 15-1 in 2015. Since then, he's had 50 starts. He's won 25. He's lost 25. Like, I don't think Cam Newton should ever be in the category. Like, they're going to win. Why? Because of Cam damn Newton. Well, what about him? He's a 500 quarterback. Like they had that one great year. But now, all of a sudden, he's just never bet against the man
yeah.
kind of guy.
Like,
I don't know where it's coming from. I even heard Wiggy this morning. I even heard Wiggy this morning saying, if he doesn't play well this week, instead of people going along with him, giving him all this money, people are going to want him out of town. And he may be right. They may want him out of town. Certainly, they'll want Stidham to get an opportunity next week.
I agree. You know, and I think he's got 2 weeks because that New York Jets game is an outstanding game to have Jared Stidham start for your team, and to just say, listen, it's the Jets. You know, and Bill would never say this, right? Obviously, but still, just don't crap down your leg. Don't lose your ever loving mind. We're gonna beat the Jets. You get your feet underneath you. We're good. If he looks on Sunday like he looked close to what he looked like on last Sunday, then yeah. You know, now all of a sudden you start having questions about the guy, and he could very well be pulled in that Buffalo game.
I don't think he will be. I do think he will play better.
Damn Newton.
But the whole this whole like, you know, thought process, which I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where the evidence is. Like, fine. If it was Tom Brady, or if it was Drew Brees, if it was Peyton Manning, and you said, you know what, because of Drew frickin' Brees, like, okay, I'm in. But you're basically telling me that your whole analysis, your decision to pick the Patriots, it's based on the fact that, you know what, Cam will figure it out.
Cam Newton.
Always does.
Always does. You know, Cam Newton has been in the league 10 years. He's got 17 game-winning drives, fourth quarter game-winning drives, 17 in 10 years. Same exact time frame. Andy Dalton's got 25 in 10 years.
Like, the red this rifle.
This is not someone you say, because I believe in Cam damn Newton. He's never, in 1 year, well, maybe you could sit there and say, I believe he'll pull this thing up.
2015.
Why? Because it's Cam damn Newton. Ever since, there's no reason to utter those words.
No,
he's a great story. He's a great story, and they love the story. They do, and he seems like a nice guy, and they, you know, the way he dresses, people like him. He's interesting, you know? And I think that's a big part of it.
Listen, he really is. You listen to him on a weekly basis. He's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Like, he's a good guy. Like, I'd like to see him play at a high level. That was a lot of fun watching him against Miami. That was a lot of fun watching him against Seattle. So it's like, I'd like to see that. That's entertaining. That's enjoyment. But the last 2 weeks are in the back of my mind. I want to see what Sunday looks like because I'm trying to figure out still what this guy is.
Yeah.
I'd love to play with Cam Newton unless I was a wide receiver. You know, and then I'd be like, well, I don't know.
He's good for a running back.
He's a good
running
back. He's a great guy. But he's a great guy. Like, I
so the only
for
guys that don't like him are the receivers.
Other than that,
you can't throw me open.
So he's got to be good this week, guys. He has to be good.
He's got to be great. Stop saying good.
Great. Listen, I take it back. You're right.
If the team was great, I could say he could get away with being good.
He has to be great for them
to win. He needs to be great.
He can't be.
And that's a lot to ask.
He can in the running game. I think he can in the running game. They run that RPO like they did in the Miami game. They'll run all over them.
Listen, what happens when they take it away, the running game? Did you think Tom Brady was great last year? Like, do you think he had a chance of being great last year?
No,
this was
a
discussion all year. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking at Cam and saying, you got to be great. Cam Newton's got his weapons, his wide receiver and tight end groupings are worse than what Tom had last year. At least Tom had like a better Julian Edelman to throw the football to, or a healthier Julian Edelman, whatever you want to call it. Like, Brady had better weapons last year than this guy does this year. He can't be great with this group.
All right, so how important is this game coming up on Sunday? Well, Ben Volen broke this down today in The Athletic. 2-4 versus being 3-3. And he takes you back 30 years since the NFL playoffs expanded back in 1990 to six teams. Okay, there have been 19 teams to qualify for the postseason after starting 2-4. Five teams have accomplished it in the last 5 years, including the Titans last year. Here's the sobering part. That's 19 teams out of 202. So to make the playoffs at 2-4, your chances are 9.4%. Now, if you look at a 3-3 record, that ups you to 35.2% of reaching the playoffs. Now, I'll give you a caveat in all of this. They have added an extra playoff team. So those numbers are going to be different. They're going to be skewed a little bit. So let's say it's 14% instead of 9.4%, something like that, right? Mm. But there's a big difference between being 2-4 and 3-3. They got to win this game. This is a must-win game. Maybe not mathematically. It doesn't eliminate them. But if they lose this game, anybody feel good with them going to Buffalo next week?
No.
And then maybe you're 2-5?
No. But I would say that if you're going to split, next week's more important. Because I think the only path they have will be this division. So, you know, you beat San Fran. You're 3-3. They got the Jets. You lose next week to the Bills, and you're 3-4 with that loss to the Bills in the AFC East, and they're sitting there maybe, you know, 6-2 because they beat the Jets and then they beat you. Like, I think you're screwed. I'm not saying that this one doesn't matter and that next week does, because this one, obviously, if you win, you can put yourself in more of a wild card spot outside your division. But I just see their only path as the division. So I look at next week's game as the kind of the do-or-die, must-win type of thing.
I agree with that. And head-to-head, obviously, would for the division, but also conference games are more important than out-of-conference games, because that's another tiebreaker to get one of those wild card spots. So that plays into it as well. But
I would say, though, I think it's a terrible position to be in. And listen, and if anybody wants another reminder, I was part of that team that was below 500. And let me tell you how unbelievably miserable it is to walk into that facility knowing that you lost 3 in a row. Like, holy cow, please just put me out of my misery. But I would say if you're in the NFC East and the best team has 3 wins and the second best team has 0 to 1 win, you're not really sweating being below 500 because you know that your division sucks and 7 wins could realistically put you into the playoffs. But you don't have that situation here. The Dolphins are already 3-3. The Bills have already kind of identified themselves as the lead dog, and I don't think they're going to start just dropping like flies. Worst case scenario for them, in my opinion, is 9-7. That's if everything goes wrong, they're still a 9-7 team. They're not going to fall off the face of the earth. You, on the other hand, you just need to keep it close. Like, if you get to 2-5, I think mentally, I think you're going to want to check out.
So
you're going to want to check out. Ooh. And I feel like that's a situation where Bill really needs to do some coaching, because he needs to convince these guys that they still have a chance. And they all see the numbers. Don't look at the standings. We looked at the standings. Ah! Like, you have a 0.0001, whatever, stupid chance of winning.
I owe you some of those veterans on that team that sort of have never been in this spot. You know, never been in that spot.
None of them.
You lose to San Fran, and you're 2-4, and you're, I mean, who am I talking about here? We're talking about, what, James White, Julian Edelman,
McCourty.
Devin McCourty, right? Matthew Slater.
Yeah, oh, definitely,
he'll,
man.
He'll still sprint his ass off there and punt, so he's fine. But I'm just saying, how do you, 2-4, what are we doing? God forbid you drop the Buffalo 2-5, and all of a sudden you're McCourty, and you see Gilmore be traded. You know, it's just like that feeling of, what the hell are we doing? I mean, I still think there's too much pride there, but that's a different feel.
So I think it's interesting. We've talked about the national media, and the national media seem to think the Patriots are going to win this game. But if they lose this game, listen to what Peter Schrager said on the NFL Network today.
If they come out flat this weekend against the 49ers, and if they lose by, I don't know, more than a score, if they get run all over by that 49ers run offense without Raheem Mostert, I don't think the Patriots are anything, and I don't think they necessarily are worth talking about moving forward because the AFC is that good. 2-4 in the AFC with losses to Denver and then San Francisco without a bulk of starters. I'm not sure the Patriots are even worthy of our attention on the show. This might be the last 9 a.m. conversation we have about New England. It might be time to turn the page and talk about other squads.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So suddenly no one is going to care about the Patriots. Not going to happen. Won't happen. The Patriots will always be a top-of-the-order rundown topic. Always.
Disagree.
Always. And listen, if it goes bad, the Dallas Cowboys, for as many years as they have been in the league, and the last time they won a championship or even were in the playoffs, they're always part of the discussion.
That's because of the drama that surrounds that organization, whether it's a head coach, whether it's Jerry Jones. There's so much drama. There's no
drama here.
Robert Kraft is no drama.
Did you say Robert Kraft no drama?
Well, other than, of course, a little incident down in Florida. But, you know, Bill Belichick's going to squash any kind of drama. The only time, if they were to drop this game and have a tough couple weeks, where they would be a 9 a.m. conversation is because they'd be talking about how good the team is that just acquired Steph Gilmore from the Patriots is now. Or Joe Tooney and how he fits in this offense and how they needed depth and they went out and they acquired them. That is going to be it. Oh, maybe when they bench Cam Newton and Stidham plays quarterback, that will be it. But it's short-lived. It's a day or two, and thanks for coming.
See, I disagree with you. I think there'll be the accident on the side of the road. I think everybody will stop and slow down and want to point it out. Because you haven't been able to do that for 20 years. People have tried. People have said they've fallen off the cliff. They're done. They're cheaters. They're this. They're that. If they're bad, then I think they'll point it out because they haven't been able to say that. They say that every year about the Cleveland Browns. You can go through all of the franchises. This will be a golden opportunity for them to dump on the Patriots.
The drama will still exist. You'll still have moving parts. You'll have what you said, Stidham. Cam being benched. Okay, Stidham sucks. Cam goes back in. You're talking about trading Tooney, trading Gilmore. I mean, there's so many different things.
New England's
spoiler.
A dumpster fire.
I mean, it is. The drama is not going anywhere. Right. I mean, they're still the most popular team in the NFL. They still have the best coach. They still have tons and tons and tons of
storylines.
Well,
I'm not sure I agree with that. I think Kansas City right now will be the team that most people would look at and say, that's the team I want to watch whenever they're on TV. But I do agree with you that they're not going to become, and disagree with Schrager, they're not going to become irrelevant. To the phone calls we go at 617-779-7937. Here's John in a car. John?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up, John?
So, I've been listening, you know, for a couple of days, and we were talking about this is, you know, Cam Newton's this, Cam Newton's that. I don't know how you can even remotely put blame on Cam Newton for any of the problems this team has offensively. This team offensively has zero talent, none, at any skill position. And I don't care if you put Aaron Rodgers behind this team, their output would be the same. So to think that Cam Newton is the cause of problems or that this is his fault, or if they lose on Sunday, that he's going to be the fall guy, that's ridiculous. The guy that's got to take blame here is Belichick.
John, listen, I agree, okay? I agree with all his weapons, everything. The reason why I'm not full in with you is because I've seen 15 or 20 plays from last weekend. Christian went back and looked at the all 22s. But people have put him, Matt Chatham has put him on the internet. There's guys open. He's not looking over here. He's not looking over there. The guy's sitting there. Why? Last Sunday, there were a lot of guys open at times that he couldn't find them. And when he did, it was an awful throw. Last Sunday was more him than the weapons. I agree with your overall point as far as how bad it is, but not last week. Not last week.
Well, Lou, I don't wholly disagree with what you said. But if you actually looked at that at the game tape like that,
yep,
you would see that he had no time to make throws.
Disagree.
That offensive line last week was terrible.
He held the ball too long. That's on him. You can't hold the ball for five seconds.
We're blaming him for holding on to the ball too long.
It's on him.
With that offensive line, yeah, there was not all the time. He had a bunch of time, but there were moments where he literally held the ball too long. And on some of those plays, hell, Matt Chatham showed you this guy right here, or this guy right here. On a couple of those where we just held it. There's multiple guys open.
Yeah, I don't think, even in the best case scenario when there was no pressure, no traffic, easy passing lanes, nobody in his face, no hand tipping the ball down, he missed the throws. So you want to miss an easy pitch and catch to Julian Edelman where he threw the ball in the dirt? You want to miss a go route by Damian Bird, Damir Bird, when he throws it short and inside? That's an interception waiting to happen. My receiver shouldn't have to turn into a defensive back.
No question. Here's Ray raising Quincy here on EEI. What's up, Ray?
What's up, Lou? I'd like to agree with you 100%. The guy who has not caught a pass, who has not done whatever he's supposed to do, Lou, I'm agreeing with you. Cam should be sat down for a minute, right?
Yep.
Listen, it comes down to what I do at work. I'm a union construction worker, which does our CAD. If I don't know you're in the northeast corner on 26B, that's the section you're in. That's how I'm supposed to be with you. That's what I'm supposed to do. Like, low.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
Ray.
Agree with you 1,000%. I love friendships start with first names. If you know that movie, you know that movie. But Glenn and Christian,
yo,
you guys are Gonzo. If this kid, which I call a kid because I'm 47, this kid, if he can't get it, he can't get Ray. It. Just I agree with you, Ray.
Ray, I love you.
Thanks, Ray.
I agree with you, buddy.
I've been to Michigan. I've been to LSU. I've been to Tennessee.
Okay, we don't need a travel walk here, Ray.
Yep.
I would like to see the kid, Jared Stidham, who I've seen play in a big game. The kid can play in a big game, Lou. Lou, you can play in a big game.
Come on,
if you want me to be the best street sweeper I can be, I will be the best street sweeper I can be.
Ray. Hey, Ray, you have a terrific night.
Thank you for listening.
Hey.
It is Friday.
It's 5:24.
There's nothing wrong with just enjoying yourself.
There was a problem with that. Kid, come over here, kid. Lou.
It's my boy Ray.
Lou, you got stuff, Lou.
I'd like to agree with you 100%.
What was that, 100% or wrong?
Hey.
Was that 100
listen,
or wrong?
There's nothing 100%. Wrong with it, all right? You work your ass off during the day. That's the drinking class right there.
There you go.
It's my type of people.
That's it, my peeps.
Looking for union worker, union workers and bricklayers. That's who we cater to.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. You, Boom.
I guys will agree with you 100%.
Yeah, babe.
1%.
Ray, every Friday around 5:20-ish. Clocks in.
Hey, man.
Yeah, we could have Ray's Minute every Friday.
I love
Ray's Rant on Friday. We could do that.
I don't know if he liked us or didn't agree with us. Glenn, I'm not really sure.
He didn't like
sure.
You. He doesn't even know.
Loved
no,
you two are idiots.
How many times did he mention Lou's name? Like 8 times, 12 times, something like that?
Lou, I've been to Michigan,
you guys just jealous. I got a guy.
You
like,
got
I got my
guy. Guys.
Okay? Well, I thought Rocco my was guy, your guy.
Rocco's my guy, too. I got guys.
Jealous.
Ray's one of my guys.
Do not.
Works his ass off all day. Let the man go out and have a drink at 20.
All right, we'll really piss him off right now. So if you don't have Cam Newton as your quarterback
Cam
next year.
Sat down for a minute, right?
How about Jimmy G? Would you rather have Cam or Jimmy?
That's how I'm supposed to be with you.
Or Jimmy G as your quarterback. We'll get to more phone calls coming up next as well, right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter! Yeah.
It's OMF on WEEI.
The more you look at it and dissect it, it really should be more of a toss-up. And I know, I think the Patriots favored by like 3.
Yeah, it should be a toss-up.
It should be a toss-up.
This is called reality weekend. Reality sets in weekend.
Yeah, I would say reality weekend is the best way of describing it.
Jimmy, he can play football. He's got that little gunslinger mentality. He's got that quick release. He's handsome. You know, he's got it all.
I don't think the Patriots are anything, and I don't think they necessarily are worth talking about moving forward because the AFC is that good.
What would a win mean for the Patriots this weekend?
A whole lot, because a loss would be a disaster for them.
I'm not sure the Patriots are even worthy of our attention on the show. This might be the last 9 a.m. conversation we have about New England. It might be time to turn the page and talk about other squads.
What are the Patriots now? Are they one close play away from beating the Seahawks? An excuse about a call going against them against the Chiefs? Or are they a winning franchise? We're about to find out.
We are about to find out. It's a big game on Sunday. You can write off the excuses from last week if they come back and play well. This Sunday, you can sit and say, well, the league screwed them after the trip to Kansas City and then what happened last week. But they got to come out and play well in this game coming up on Sunday. To the phone calls we go right here on OMF is JP in North Providence. JP.
OMF. Hey, yo. Christian, can I get a segment on Fridays? It's JP's stupid football question week. You were a tight.
You were
a tight end.
I was.
I'm 61. I've watched football. You've played it.
Let's go.
If N'Keal Harry is too slow to be a receiver, but he's a big, strong guy, why can't we try him as a smaller tight end and put him up against linebackers and running routes where he may get some separation and put somebody else out there? Because this guy is not a wide receiver. He can't get open. Would it work, or are they going to muscle him too much if they put him at tight end?
JP, listen, you remember, listen, there are no stupid questions, so don't be embarrassed, don't be ashamed. I have been saying this for a while, JP, but not as a tight end. Like, he doesn't need to have his hand on the ground, and, like, he's not going to block anybody, although he probably could with some smaller defensive ends and you know, some undersized linebackers. I love this idea. I believe that he could be more effective. Let's call it from an open position, which as a tight end, you would say you're not in the slot, you're not attached, you're kind of right in the middle. So you get out of the way of the defensive end, and it's so easy to read what's going on. You're not reading the safeties as much as you are linebackers, and your routes are shorter and they're quicker, and you can body a linebacker who are all undersized anyways, and they can't run with you. And you can block them if you want to run a counter because, again, they're undersized. And even if they are bigger than you, you're a physical wide receiver. Like, you love engagement. You love hand-to-hand combat. That is what I would do with him. I would take him from the outside, and I would bring him in. I would bring him in, and I would say, run your routes, run your hitches, run your seam routes. Just run, dude. Forget about the sideline. We're not going to play that anymore. I love this idea, JP. And I'm hoping
he can just stand there, Christian. Let him just stand there 8 yards off the line. When he's got to run and cut, they're all on him. He can't beat anybody. So would Bill do it and admit that he drafted a guy that wasn't a wide receiver if he thought it would actually work? Do you think he'll do it in his career now and move him?
He's not admitting anything, but I do think, come on now. Now that was a stupid statement.
You draw a place for him. Yeah, but
doesn't that give you more reason to think, if you go find another young wide receiver that can be on the outside and he can do that? Can he do that right now?
Can N'Keal play the inside open? Right. Yes. Okay, so any route that Ryan Izzo ran, okay, there's not a lot. We saw three, and two of them were the same. Just one was on the right, the other one was on the left. That's what he should be doing. Like, that's it. Like, the routes, they don't change. The personnel changes. So have him do that. Like, give him some space, and then have him catch a five-yard hook, which is a let's-get-on-track play. Hey, nobody's moving the chains. Everybody's dropping it. Go to the easiest route you have. And for Mike Holmgren's offense, it was called a stick route. It was a out, 5 yard out, a flat, and then an over route, which sat right easy. Lots of space. You can't screw it up. That's what I hope he would do.
This is Joe in Rehoboth. Hey, Joe.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
So I just wanted to start off by saying that I'm a big Cam Newton fan, and I was really excited with the signing. But hearing Lou talk about the last couple days. He might be benched in a couple of games. And have you guys thought about that? If he gets benched, this very well could be the end of Cam Newton's career as we know it. Patriots rosters can usually be the last stop for, like, last chance players. So I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
I guess it's possible.
Sure.
31 other teams passed on him when the Patriots took him. Right this time around. So if the Patriots drop him as their starter, why would any one of those other 31 teams suddenly say, oh, now we want Cam Newton?
I think it's the worst thing possible. I feel there's a lot of truth to that because it basically validates what every other team thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're no longer, I tell you what, he's still in the league, but he's not a starter. Like, he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the starter.
Yeah.
The long-term contract. Well, now he's a backup.
I think he gets put into a different category. Like, this year, it was – like, I felt like this year there was still enough around him, to be like, I'm not going to bring him in to be my backup. I'm not going to bring him in to back up, a young quarterback, whether it be like a Daniel Jones or somebody like Sam Darnold. I'm not going to do that to him. He probably deserves to start, and that's where he should be. If he does get benched, now he's in that different category again. Now you can see a team take a quarterback in that first round and sign Cam Newton and say, you're a Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go out there and play until we think the kid is ready. Like, he could put himself in a different class the way the league looks at him.
Okay, but and I would say that's not all bad.
No.
Because backups.
You just didn't think it would be
the
him.
The good ones. Yeah, the good ones. I mean, what does Ryan Fitzpatrick make? Well, he's the starter now, but he's really, they
kept
him.
Hurting. Please don't bring his name up.
I know.
His heart is hurting this
Mariota.
Week.
There's some backups.
$8 million for Mariota.
There's some career backups that make a lot of money.
Tyrod Taylor.
I mean, it's a situation. Listen, you're a stopgap. You're just holding, keeping.
He had
warm.
The job until the doctor punctured his lung.
Yeah, but he was bound was to it. Lose it. He was eventually going to lose it. I mean, that writing was on the wall. I mean, is that the kind of? I mean, Geno Smith out in Seattle backing up Russell Wilson. I mean, I don't know what he makes, but my point is, there's a guy drafted in the second round, was a starter. Never had as much success as Cam Newton.
See, how do you back up a great? See, there's different types of backups. The backup to to Tom Brady, the backup to Aaron Rodgers, even though they drafted the kid, Russell Wilson, Pat Mahomes. No. What do you want? I want to go back up Derek Carr. You know what I mean? I want to go back up. Matthew Stafford. Whatever.
So he becomes RG3. That's what Cam Newton.
Better
becomes,
than that though,
right?
But I mean, I think a team that stands out to me, Arizona. Arizona. Yeah. I mean, we're running the same offense. I'm not going to go to Green Bay. I'm not going to go to one of these one of these teams where they require a skill set that I don't really possess. Hell, I couldn't even bring them to Baltimore. They run too much. Way too much heavy lifting. I want to go to a team that'll basically run my offense. And like that is their offense. Like Cliff Kingsbury, this is his awesome. This is his system. I'm running a modified version of Josh McDaniel's system, which is great and all, and he's going to throw the plays in there, but this guy gets me.
So there's a lot at stake when you look at this on Sunday. Now, Lou said this yesterday. He thinks that if Cam does not play well in this game and the Buffalo game, and they lose both of those games, that he thinks Bill Belichick will go with Jarrett Stidham, or you think he should. Do you think Belichick would do that, Christian? Two bad games.
Okay.
Pull the plug.
It would be three, by the way.
Well,
actually,
I mean, hold
four.
On.
It'll be
because
four games.
Because if it's, are we talking Denver Broncos bad or Las Vegas Raiders bad?
Vegas.
No. No, you're winning. You're winning. It would have to be Denver Broncos bad, where it's pathetically obvious that you can't do it anymore. And I have to save you from yourself. Like, you're only going to get hurt. It's like a heavyweight fighter who goes back into the ring, and the corner man is regretting it as soon as the bell rings.
Well, I say Vegas.
He's getting pummeled.
I say Vegas because if I was to tell you Denver Broncos bad, I think you'd say, obviously.
True.
Right?
Well,
Denver Broncos bad, move on. You know, if it's Vegas bad,
what if it's
Vegas bad, but you don't win because your running backs don't run for 2.25 and you lose the game? And again, like you said, it's not just one bad game here this week. You know, it'll be like three in a row. And then I just think a bad week this week puts it in the back of your mind that if the first half doesn't look good against Buffalo, if you drop the game to San Fran and you come out in Buffalo and your offense sputters, I could see him going with Stidham in the second half of that game and then saying, I'm going to give you the Jets.
Yeah, especially if they need to throw the football, because he probably will have more confidence in Stidham throwing the football than he will right now with Cam Newton. So it's interesting dynamics
listen, they could win this week, and this is all whatever. We're just talking about how if it doesn't look good, if they lose this game again, this is what's going to be discussed.
Well,
this
two
is
of us think they are going to win. You're the one that thinks they're going to lose.
Yeah.
So I'm going on your premise.
Yes.
In the next 2 weeks, you think they lose these games, and therefore the question is, does Cam lose his job? And, of course, the other dynamic in all of this is that Jimmy Garoppolo, who has been okay, but he's nothing special with San Francisco, is the quarterback for the 49ers this week, and it could be somebody that's available at the end of the season. So Tommy Curran was asked the question, who would he rather have this year with the New England Patriots, Cam Newton or Jimmy Garoppolo?
What happens if Cam Newton continues to play pretty well, okay, decent, and Jimmy plays pretty well, okay, decent for San Francisco? There's part of me that looks at Cam Newton and says, I think I'd rather have him than Jimmy. The reason being, Jimmy doesn't change the mathematics for a defense the way Cam Newton does. You have to put a player in the box to account for the ability of Cam Newton to run. If Jimmy Garoppolo was here running this offense right now with Demir Byrd, a banged up Julian Edelman and N'Keal Harry, and Ryan Izzo, I don't think it'll look real good. I feel comfortable. If you lined them all up for me, Mutt, who would I like to see starting under center for this offense on Sunday between Jimmy, Cam, or Tom Brady? I'd say Cam Newton.
I don't know about the Tom Brady element of it, but I think I would agree with him over Jimmy Garoppolo, because if you get Jimmy Garoppolo next year, you do have to upgrade your weapons, correct?
Yeah.
You have to.
I agree with him, though.
Yeah,
Only because of
the running
element. Only because of, what I think about what a pocket quarterback, like Brady, would be able to do in, relying on wide receivers and tight ends getting open, being in the right spots, the precision offense. I already saw it last year. I don't think it works, and I think this group is worse. So if my wide receivers are going to make it too hard for me to have a pocket quarterback and move the football by throwing it, I would rather have the quarterback that I think could take off for 20, 25 yards and improve my running game.
Yeah. Gives me an
because of this team.
Yeah.
You give me better weapons, we can have a different discussion. But with this team right now, he is your best weapon getting outside the pocket and taking off.
You agree with that?
I don't know. I think if I just have a quarterback that can just accurately throw the ball, I'm taking him.
You know what you're doing? You're looking at your all 22 from last week.
It's
with open receivers.
Right. It's not. Yeah. I'm just saying, so fine. I think the running ability, it's a novelty act. It's a novelty. Okay, I think it runs thin. You end up, since you can't do anything else, you sit there and hope and pray that he, when all else fails, he just makes a play. And that takes the control out of the offensive coordinator's hand. I just want someone, I want to run my system. I don't want to run an abridged version of it. I don't want to dumb it down. I have to simplify it. Listen, I'm paying this guy to run routes. Hit him. Get him the ball. Well, I'm trying to, but I'm not very good at it. Well, I'd rather just run. I mean, he's trying to, but I never thought he was a real accurate passer, even when he was an MVP. I mean, even the year after, it's like he has his limitations. You heard everybody on that comes on the show. He's not throwing anybody open. These are other guys that are skilled more than we are. He can't throw them open. So, I mean, I'd rather have an accurate passer. I don't care who it is.
Let me go to Zach on the road. Zach.
Hey, guys. Just had a quick question for you. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to contracts and stuff, so I'll just make it real quick. I've been hearing you guys talk about Belichick's love for all these guys on the 49ers all week with Kittle, the fullback, obviously Jimmy G. What are the chances of Belichick going to the Niners to play with all these guys? I'll take the answer off air.
Okay.
Huh?
Bill's taking off anywhere. Going to San Fran.
Bill's not going anywhere.
No, the only one that wanted to go to San Fran was Tom.
Right.
But I thought Bill was in play for the Giants job this offseason.
Nah,
that's what I heard.
That was accurate.
Well, if he's here, that up. Other people must be saying it.
Yeah.
Not definitely. You know, not that he was out there.
So I think the 49ers are pretty pleased with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan.
Gave him an extension. They both got extensions.
So they've got a lot of injuries this year, and that's why they're sputtering a little bit. That makes sense. But I don't think Bill is going anywhere.
Bill, imagine that, Bill on the West Coast. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome if he was like the coach of the L.A. Rams.
Why?
Or the Chargers.
Why? On the West Coast, what's
it'd just
difference?
Be so weird.
Oh, we could watch him at 4:30 in the afternoon.
No, it just, it's like.
Think
like,
he'd wear shades on the sidelines and a visor?
I don't know, maybe. Oh, well, would he?
Good weather to cut off sweatshirts.
Hoodies. He wouldn't wear a sweatshirt. He wouldn't have to.
Like a golf shirt?
Yeah, maybe he does the whole muscle man
shirts.
Maybe he goes full tank top.
The muscle man.
That would be
awesome.
Yeah. Maybe he goes in tank top. Maybe it's
white
like
beaters.
Totally
yeah, sure,
different.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd just be odd. Coaches that don't belong on the West Coast. Bill and Parcells.
Andy Reid.
Well, he's about as close as the West Coast as you can get. It just doesn't fit for me. He's an East Coast mentality. You know those weirdos out in LA, you can't trust those guys.
Yeah, you're one of them.
Exactly. Exactly.
This offer's been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Ram Power Days. Get your new 2020 Ram Big Horn today. Well, if you like Tom Brady and Gronk, you probably won't anymore after you hear what we're going to play next. You don't want to miss it. Last call.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Great time to clean out that garage. Donate that old car to Cars for Kids, now offering contact-free pickup. Call today, 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS, or online at carsforkids.org. Do you guys remember in the days with Tom Brady and Gronk played for the New England Patriots that they would do a lot of little skits and a lot of little content that they could throw up on their website? Do you remember a lot of that?
Yeah, sure.
I don't remember that. Do you remember
that? Sure, all the time. No. So playful.
So I mean, how about this?
Did everything.
How about this? The Tampa Bay Bucks have got another episode of Gronk and Brady sitting out in the Chase lounges, and today they read mean tweets.
Hey, Robbie G, I think you're one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, you're just, you're so kind to everybody and so sweet.
Oh,
it's hard for me to even imagine how someone could be mean to you. And say mean things.
What? Who's trying to be
mean? It kind of hurts my feelings. I've actually pulled a few just to kind of see what's out there. And it's mean tweets.
Mean tweets?
Yeah, mean tweets.
Oh, people are so mean on the internet, Tom.
I know.
They're so mean.
I think
our face, they're like, oh. They're so mean.
And in person, they're so sweet. And then that's, I think, what you call trolls. Haters. We have fun with it, and we're certainly going to have fun with a few of these.
Yeah, let's do it.
I just saw one. This is pretty good. Someone said to me, and this wasn't long ago, I hope you have a bad birthday at Tom Brady. Thanks, Box Jelly.
Man, he runs heavy. Looks like he's carrying 1,000 pounds of weight when he runs. The dude is huge. His catching ability is crazy. The tip ball he caught plus keeping his feet in, that's insane. So he went on making fun of me, and then he started writing that the dude is huge. His catching ability is crazy. That tip ball he caught is unbelievable.
So then he buttered you up.
Yeah, he buttered me up.
So that's not even a mean tweet. That's like a neutral tweet.
These guys are so nice.
I know. I'm telling you, we have great fans here. Come on, let's hear the meanest one you got.
All right. All right. First look at Gronk in a Buccaneers uniform. And then Aiden Antoninitis. He's got tendonitis.
In the morning, I splash it on.
So he's hurting already, so that's why he's writing mean tweets.
Okay. Yeah.
He looks fat, it. He writes.
To you.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's so mean.
Those are nothing.
God.
You want that's mean it? Tweets?
The fact is, better actor.
A visual of
Edelman
that.
Edelman or Gronk, which one?
They're living it up. He's got his shirt undone. He's just, you know, Tom's in a tank top. I mean, man, they're loving it out there.
He struggled with that word, anti.
And then Aiden Antoninitis.
Shams Sharina is reporting the NBA is
I love Fourier doing the trending. It's terrific. Hi, Mutt.
Hello, Mutt.
Hold on a second. Mutt.
Jeez.
What's up, dude?
Oh, look at you Mutt. All. Look at you all angry already.
Not angry at all.
Zero angry. You got a big contest tonight.
We got a big contest.
You got a big fight tonight.
Well, I'm sorry, it's late. Everyone, there's this whole group of people. We have this office space around here.
Yeah.
People are peeking in, Garvin, through the, what's up with
been
that?
Been there. It's been there.
Dude, that's a badass. I don't like cars. I don't care about cars. That's a badass car.
What's going on? What kind of car is it? The only thing I got in my divorce was that freaking car.
Is it a Mustang 350? I don't know cars. I drive a 13 Camry.
Neither.
I'm going to drive it into the ground. 300,000 miles as a radio.
Play,
I don't care.
Play 13 years in the NFL. Buy yourself a present when you retire, and then take it when you get divorced.
And then you move to New England where it snows 8 months out of the year.
I mean, it was never intended to be in Massachusetts. What the hell am I supposed to do?
You ride it as deep into the fall as you can with the roof down.
It's a beautiful ride home today.
So she got the house, coats. You get the car, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good luck.
Christian, I was mentioning it because you have a little battle with Lou tonight, am I right?
Normally we do not announce this before
tonight. But I'm going to do it anyways.
But no, but because we have some good art for this. Yes. Our art department came up with some very good art
really?
For this. So tonight, I do a segment called Mutt vs. the World. We pick 5 football games. I'm 3-0. I beat a governor, a play-by-play guy, and a TV guy. We need a guy who can make picks. So Lou Maloney is stepping in tonight. Two guys who hosted a radio show back in the day and a betting podcast, the first betting podcast.
I feel good about this.
On this station.
Oh, that's right.
So Mutt versus the World, Mutt and Lou, including the lunchtime hour, come out at like 8:15 or so tonight on
I'm
the
in.
Show.
8:15 tonight. You don't want
I might sound
tonight.
Like Ray from good Quincy, stuff. But I'm in.
Good. I want
playing a big game, Lou.
I want you lubed up, ready to go for this thing. Let's go.
By the way, we didn't get to him because he didn't stay with us long enough.
Yeah,
Rocco and Saugus.
That's my boy.
He's very jealous.
Well,
he's
I think we're talking jealous. About Ray.
Right
Ray's
after
my
Ray,
guy.
He called.
And Rocco.
Look at Christian right there, Spanish Frankenstein.
This guy.
He called
guy.
Right after Ray. He's very jealous. He was
line.
Up on the board. And
I don't care what
up.
You say. That's a great line.
All right, Monday night's coming up next. Yeah. Christian's on with NFL Sunday with Wiggy and Keith on Sunday.
Goodbye. I'll see you Sunday.
I'll be on with the real postgame show with Fred Steve after the game. Have a great weekend, everybody. 2:00, we'll be back Monday with Bill Belichick. It'll be interesting. See how it goes this weekend. Good night. Is it time to walk away? I done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.